Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Don't tease us. Tell us how much. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Mark wrapped up the news at 6 o'clock with dog licenses are going up. Of course they are. Okay. How much? You know, I knew this was coming. Here's the deal. Dog adoptions are soaring during the COVID, during the pandemic. People just, like, they need companionship. So there's more dogs, more licenses. How about more money? All right, whatever. We love our dogs. We'll pay for it. I just hope it doesn't, you know, I hope there wasn't a hint in that news story because you don't want to know. You know, I hope it doesn't go like up like 200%, like sometimes your taxes, you know, appear to do. I hope it doesn't go up like an electric bill in Texas. You know what I mean? Hey, our light bill is usually about $206,000 next month. Whoa. Sorry. It's all supply and demand. About had it with that supply and demand stuff, too. You create your own supply and demand, then you can do what you want. But we love our dogs, and so we will pay. Whatever it takes to keep Fluffy licensed. Yeah. To keep the little yipper legal. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, did you hear about what happened to Lady Gaga's dogs yesterday? That's terrible. Dog napping is also up. Not just dog adoptions, but people stealing other people's dogs. Lady Gaga's dog walker was assaulted yesterday. And her two dogs were stolen. Gaga now putting out a $500,000 reward.
We're not busting down doors, but we just know people that deal with dogs. People don't just drive around and say, hey, look, there's two dogs. So they targeted her. You know, the police, they have a lot of stuff to do. So the dog napping is like eighth on the list. The shooting of this guy is like, wait a minute. That means these guys are total amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah, Gaga's dog walker was shot, and Gaga's two dogs were stolen. Unbelievable. Oh, that voice, by the way, was Gaga's good friend, Danny Trejo, who is also is her co-star in a new show. I don't know. What is this world coming to where we would shoot somebody and steal their dog? Where's this world coming to? Where we would shoot somebody. I mean, I don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm old school. I don't get it. I'm not even going to get into the gun thing because then you people will light me up on social media. But I think you have the right to bear arms, but would you really shoot somebody so you could steal their dog? I mean, what the hell is wrong with this world? We're the laughingstock of the world. That's the point. This doesn't happen in other countries. People don't shoot people, steal their dogs, and sell them on the black market. People in other countries can't even get guns. Think about it. So back to the original point. Dog licenses are going up in central PA. Yay. On the way, Jimmy Kimmel talks about Mr. Potato Head. Talking about old school, Mr. Potato Head is going through changes. Unbelievable. We've got the good news with Laura Good, except without Laura because she's on vacation. And more. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning. The Texas blackouts definitely messed with a man's need to prepare fast food no matter what it takes. Today's viral comedy on the way. News on the way with Mark Lawrence, Rob the Sports Center, and Steve has the weekend AccuWeather. Okay, check this virtual comedy out. You know, all you have to do is Google a guy heating burrito over candles. Very dangerous. All right, this guy has no power. He lives in Texas. He tried to warm up his burrito by putting it over the top of some candles, but the power suddenly comes on in his house, and he freaks because it's, you know, a reason to celebrate. And then it goes out again, and it's just a disaster.
What are you doing?
Warming up my burrito because we don't have electricity.
My God, are you crazy?
Oh, oh, the lights are on. Quit. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. Check out the whole video, today's viral comedy. It's pretty funny, sad, but you know, when you make the best of a bad situation, life is usually worth laughing at. Viral comedy with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's not here. She's wrapping up a vacation. She'll be back on Monday, but we still bring you the good news. A middle school principal noticed one of his students would not take off his hat. He said, why? He said, I can't get a haircut, and my hair looks really bad, and people will make fun of me. So the teacher remedied the situation like teachers often do.
He was refusing to take his hat off and asked him why and what was going on. He didn't like the way it looked, and he thought his hairline looked a little funny. I had professional clippers and edgers at home, so I said, if I go home and get my clippers and line you up, will you go back to class? And he said, yeah. You know, that age is a time for, you know, peer acceptance is huge. You know, African young men, the barbershop's a big deal, and looking good and representing and presenting yourself is huge for kids.
That's good news. Where was this guy when I was in middle school or elementary school or high school? I had the worst hair ever. You know what? I still do. You heard Mark Lawrence talking about this, the teenager who helped his grandparents get a vaccine appointment for COVID. He also helped 100 other people.
I just kept trying. We had, I want to say, 4 computers open, and we were trying on all of them, and I just got lucky. I started getting all these private messages saying, Benjamin, we need help.
He saw a need for something that he felt that he could help with, and he just jumped in.
It's a great feeling to be able to help people like this. So I personally have helped 115 people.
We have these people that are stepping up, and then a teenager at that who could be outside with friends doing whatever, but here he is finding appointments for people. So it's amazing.
Good news and good job, Ben. A Texas bakery was handing out free food because they couldn't keep it.
Grocery stores have been out of all of the staples. Lines are really long, and we've got a lot of families, a lot of elderly people in our community who just needed a way to be able to get food.
And finally, a New Jersey plumber felt so bad for the people in Texas, he drove there to help them.
So we're here in Texas. The first call is a busted water line.
Yeah, we drove down here 25 hours.
A lot of people's homes have lost power, have lost heat. Some people have been without water for days, almost over a week. They've been getting busy. They've been getting to work. And we're just really excited and thankful that we could be a blessing to other people.
I want to thank you for coming out and doing an incredible job in my home. You all did an exceptional work. It was expedient, professional.
He drove 25 hours with his wife and his family in his plumber's truck to help people in Texas get back on their feet. All the way from New Jersey. Did he have to do it? No. But did he do it? Sure beats sitting around and watching it on TV. Now that's good news. Every day right here.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Flashback Friday coming up. We want your requests, but we want them to be deep cuts, not weird songs, okay? Deep cuts, I'll explain in just a bit. It's been a long year, and we have missed certain sounds during the pandemic. The number one sound we miss, live music. Man, I miss Spyglass. We'll be back there this summer. The summer season in Tommy's backyard. No, not mine. Tom Webb, Spyglass Ridge Winery. I always just say Spyglass, just outside Sunbury. They got a full card coming up, and we hope this pandemic, this COVID curve is squashed by then so we can all have fun. It's going to happen either way with, you know, COVID restrictions or not, but we miss the days when it was a packed house, concerts, right? You were just packed up against the stage, just screaming. We miss that. That's the number one sound we miss. Movie Mike will be happy about this. Number two, the sound inside a movie theater. Sure, we've been watching movies at home, Netflix, what have you, but we miss the sound, the Dolby surround sound of a movie theater. And finally, we miss the sound of a crowd. I mean, any kind of crowd. Cheering, real people. Not that stuff they dub in on the football games, baseball. We miss real people. Listen to the chanting. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. Tom and... Okay, maybe that's not what they are chanting. But we miss it nonetheless. Flashback Friday is on the way next. We need your, well, different cuts. I started this yesterday. I said I wanted a fun Friday. I wanted a deep cut Friday. Any radio station could play Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, which celebrated its 40th birthday yesterday. I said, how about something else by Rick Springfield? He did a lot of real cool things. Well, that got you thinking and that got you texting, and the text club is loaded up this morning, but you guys are asking for absolutely horrible songs. It's like, no, we don't want to play junk. Here's a song that's really stupid. No! Come on now. I want deep cuts and I want them real. Get texting right now. The Ford Fun Line will be wide open from 7 to 9. As always, 1-800-326-94KX. And I would kind of discourage social media requests today because I don't do social media. That's why I have Laura here, among other reasons. I just don't care. All right, if that's the only way you can send it, I'll check. Flashback Friday, next. Don't go anywhere. Flashback Friday. Nice job, Jen. She heard me talking about the 40th anniversary of Jesse's Girl this week by Rick Springfield. And I threw out the challenge there to come up with different songs, not Jesse's Girl, but something different from Rick Springfield. He did so many great songs, Jen says. How about Don't Talk to Strangers? Perfect. Perfect. Here's a song I want you to pay attention to because the Quarantunes have come up with an option. Instead of fire, you get your vaccine from Pfizer. It's coming up. Flashback Friday. Yeah, there's a good song. Joel wanted to hear it because it's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Joel, if you like that movie a real lot, we know what you're all about. It's the Cars Moving in Stereo on a Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura, and we're doing so much today besides Flashback Friday. We're wrapping up the kindness campaign with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and we do that by announcing the grand prize winner. And we've got Stacy and Seth on the line with us again this morning. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you enjoying Flashback Friday so far?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, today we're keying on songs that you don't hear every day because we start a nothing but 90s weekend at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we're going to have fun all weekend long music-wise on 94KX. We've had fun all month long with the Be Kind campaign. Now it's time to narrow down to one person, and that's hard to do, isn't it?
Oh, we have had such a hard time. There's over 200 nominations, and everyone is worthy. We'd love to share every story. So we really just had to look at who is having the greatest impact, the most amount of people, and, you know, just the stories that really had some details that resonated.
You bet. It's been hard to decide, and I could tell because you had two co-runner-ups yesterday. So tell us about our grand prize winner. Who is it?
All right. Drum roll. Today's honoree, our grand prize honoree, is Brad Gill. He is the Lewisburg Pharmacy owner and lead pharmacist. We had two nominations for Brad, chock full of details that are just so inspirational for the community. Some words that were used in the nomination: he's the absolute epitome of kindness and generosity, bends over backwards for people, will never let someone go without. In his off days, he works in his church's food pantry. He is, you know, committed to working on food insecurity. He puts others before himself. He has been incredibly important as an essential worker, obviously, during the past year. One of the nominations was from one of his fellow pharmacists on just what a incredible employer he is and how kind he is to the community. He features small businesses in his pharmacy each month to try and give them some recognition and awareness for, you know, business. And then they just noted he's generous with his resources, knowledge, time, and heart. And he and his wife actually started a nonprofit for families who have lost their newborn children called The Smallest Gift, that provides handmade and embroidered blankets, hearts that weigh what the baby weighed. And then they work to buy special beds for hospital maternity wards so the mothers can spend more time with the infant that has passed.
Wow. Wow, I've known Brad since he was a kid, and he was one of those good kids coming up through high school, coming up through college, going to pharmacy school, And that is my pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy. So hi to everyone who is listening right now. And Brad, congratulations. You and your wife do so much more than run a small business in Central PA. That nonprofit group is amazing. Keep up the good work. Stacy, Seth, you guys keep up the good work. It's been a great month.
For sure. We've had so many inspirational stories. We're so thankful to Evangelical Community Hospital for supporting us this entire month. And, you know, all of the stories we've seen from their staff as well have been really uplifting. And, you know, we hope to continue to keep spreading kindness throughout the entire year.
Yep, we hope to see you next year in-house when this pandemic is crushed.
For sure.
We'll have you in the studio. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You get your ticket and your popcorn. See what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Considering that she's just 19 years old and has released only one proper album, Billie Eilish is an unlikely subject for a 2-hour and 20-minute documentary. It's true that The World's a Little Blurry is needlessly overlong, but it's also a thoughtful, revealing look at one of the most popular musical artists around right now. The movie follows her as she writes and records her debut album in her brother's bedroom, then watches it skyrocket to the top of the charts. This is more than just an accounting of Eilish's career so far, though. The focus is on how this young woman attempts to deal with the sudden wave of fame that's crashed into her. She has to manage the often unrealistic expectations of fans, the demands of a record label, and the need to be true to herself. I don't know about you, but when I was 19, I could barely dress myself. Imagine having to be the voice of your entire generation.
Uh-huh.
Eilish has long talked about her mental health issues, so that's a factor here too. Her dark lyrics and often creepy videos are key to her success, and we get to see how she deals with her demons through them. I admit that I'm not much of a fan of Billie Eilish's music, but she's a fascinating artist. The World's a Little Blurry does a good job capturing her life right at the moment when fame changes it. The movie debuts today on Apple TV+. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 bad guys.
Bad guys. I see what you did there. Biebs is included, right? All right. Thank you, Michael. Have yourself a good weekend. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation, but Flashback Friday continues. News is next with Mark Lawrence, Rob the Sports Center. Steve's got a great weekend, AccuWeather-wise. Stay with us. And There It Is will also come up next hour. We could call it stupid news. We could call it brush with goofiness. No, we teach a lesson. Make it positive. And there it is. Flashback Friday, 94KX. We rock the cradle of love. You guys are doing great. Tammy says, how about something other than Moni Moni? Billy Idol rock the cradle of love. There you go. We put the challenge down yesterday going into a nothing but 90s weekend to come up with some different songs that maybe you don't hear every day on the radio. That's Billy Idol from the 90s rocking the cradle of love. Hey, we wrapped up the Be Kind campaign today with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. We're wrapping up our Rock Red with Evangelical Community Hospital. We'll talk about that later. But we wrap up Figo February with Chelsea Davis, and she's on the line right now. It's been a fun month, Chels.
Guys, it's been a blast. I can't believe today is our last day. You guys have crushed it. We've gotten some good feedback from people who have tried these tips out, and people are just becoming the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm loving that.
Well, thank you. We're loving the fact that you gave us a tip of the day every day. And then on Friday, we run a review and do our last tip. This week, we started off Monday with how to stop stress eating. And that was really important.
Yeah. You know, it's tough this time of year. I mean, not only wintertime, but just during a pandemic, you know, there are a lot of stressors out there. But, you know, just be careful turning to food when you're feeling sad or stressed or whatever. Try to practice more mindful eating. So that was our tip Monday.
Exactly. On Tuesday, you know, everybody wants to get in a 30-minute workout, but on Tuesday, you told us 10 minutes would be okay.
Yeah, you know, everybody has in their mind, like, these recommendations, 30 minutes, or even some people go upwards to an hour, and that's not the reality. You know, think of working out in short bouts, because if you did 3 10-minute bouts, that would equal that 30 minutes, and studies have shown that you get the exact same benefits.
Wednesday, you wanted us to push the salt shaker aside.
Well, not 100%. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to cook with salt, that's okay. You know, I'm Italian. I'm an Italian chef. You have to flavor your food with a little bit of salt because it brings out the good flavors. But watch all the processed foods, because, like, when you go through a fast food joint, They pack those foods with salt, and our bodies just don't need it. So you got to try to keep your salt intake below 2,300 milligrams a day. Start reading some food labels, because you'll be wowed when you see how much salt is packed in, like, processed food. So.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we decided to pack in some protein.
Yes. So more on nutrition. Protein is so good for filling up your belly. You know, it's going to help you build lean muscle mass, and it's going to actually help you burn fat. So there are a lot of studies that show that if you do want to lose some weight, you want to lose some fat, go on a higher protein diet.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Now, today, I feel I could be an expert on this topic. Go ahead.
You definitely could, Tom. This is all you. Like, this has your name written all over it. Like, even if you feel like, you know, maybe I'm not so good at, you know, X, Y, and Z for this month, like, this is you.
All right. Do tell.
Today is laugh. You guys, laugh more. You know, it just seems so silly, you know, mm-hmm. pun intended, to say that. But laughing is just so good for your body. It's going to reduce that stress hormone, cortisol. And cortisol is the culprit of so many awful things, right? Like immunosuppression, you know, killing the mood. So if you're going to laugh more, you're going to increase your endorphins. And that isn't only going to help you in the short term, like during that moment, but in the long term as well. So my goal for everyone is immerse yourself in laughter. You know, like we say, I laugh. But if you think about actually throughout the day, think of the things that make you laugh. Is it listening to Tom and Laura on the radio? is it, you know, watching an SNL episode? You know, carve out that time and make sure that you're going to laugh at least once a day, if not more, of course. You know, call that funny friend up that makes you crack up. It's so good for you guys. So get laughing.
Is. Yeah. Laugh three times a day. Chelsea, I think I laugh three times an hour.
You certainly do, buddy. Yes. You make me laugh for sure.
Oh, well, thank you. This has been a fun month. Thank you so much for giving us the tip for the day throughout Figo February. And I feel fit already. And please come back on the show with us, please.
I would love to, guys. And furthermore, I'm doing a live workout today on YouTube. And so we'll share the link on the Facebook page. Laura and I will.
Okay.
It's at 1:30 today. So that's just how we're going to wrap up this Feel Good February. It's a super, super, super easy workout. Anybody can do it. Don't be intimidated. So I'd love to see you guys on there on YouTube live today at 1:30.
Sounds good. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks for having me, guys. Stay Figo. Stay fresh, kids.
Rocking with Def Leppard on a Flashback Friday. Yeah. One of my favorite parts of the show is when I talk to my buddy Paul from Camp Hill. He calls in, and every once in a while he stumps us, but it's all good. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Don't stump me this week, buddy. Don't stump me.
I'm not stumping this time. I never stump.
What do you got for me?
Al Jarreau came in morning, 1983.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. Hey, you're the best. You're the best. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I had the songs I didn't hear for a long, long time.
Yeah. See ya. It's gonna be a bright Flashback Friday. Thank you for that one. I haven't heard Jimmy Cliff's version of that song in a long time. Flashback Friday, we're digging deep today. You know, a lot of morning radio shows do stupid news. We don't call it stupid news because we do really believe that every time you do something stupid, you could learn something from it.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, so a teacher's aide in Maryland decided to pull down his pants and do some things we don't want to talk about. The only problem was his computer was on and so was the Zoom.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not a deviant.
You know what? Hey,
and
stop.
I wouldn't do something to jeopardize my career. Just dumb
you
luck
did.
That I happened to be on
you
when it
did.
Happened.
Hey.
I'm sorry if I, like, offended or did anything. I didn't do it intentionally.
Here's a clue for you, buddy. If you're not wearing pants and you're on Zoom, it's probably going to end your career. And if you're on an airplane, don't bring your pepper spray.
Everybody started coughing. And during COVID, everybody starts looking around. I grabbed my mask. One of the gentlemen in the exit row, which was like two rows in front of me to my left, was like, oh, I accidentally hit this thing on my keychain. My fiance got patted down because of her knee surgery. She has like a knee replacement. But yet this guy goes in with a pepper spray, which is on the list of
goofiness. There's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Thank goodness he didn't have a box cutter in his pocket. Bob's on the line with Tom and Laura in the morning. We're talking parts and service today, right, Bob?
If you're looking for any service need, you know, brakes, tires, shock absorber, struts, you know, anything that you need with your vehicle, Blaze Alexander Ford, we can get you covered. We fix it right the first time. We offer loaner car service here, shuttles. So, you know, whatever it is that you need on a service end of things, whether it be a part or, you know, the service, we got you covered up here at Blaze Alexander Ford.
So every deal is a great deal, and service is there as well.
Service is here as well, and service after the sale, second to none up here at Blaze Alexander Ford. So we got you covered, and, you know, whether it's a car you need or whether it's some service, make the drive to Route 45.
You betcha, Bob. We'll do that. Sponsoring Tom and Laura every morning. Wrapping up Flashback Friday. Great request, Angela. Don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. It's just called a pandemic. That's all. Great requests today. I am so proud of you people. You really made it happen. And I appreciate it. And it is the end of three things here this month. At 94KX, we wrap up the Rock Red campaign with Evangelical Community Hospital. D, Mike, thanks for all the help. The doctors that participated, thanks for your time. And the patient stories were just amazing. Also, thanks to the Evan employees who are on the show throughout the month. We will Rock Red in February, hopefully for years and years to come. We also wrapped up the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Be Kind campaign. Congratulations to all of our winners. Today, the grand prize winner surprised me even. A friend of mine, Brad Gill, who is the owner and the pharmacist at Lewisburg Pharmacy. Not only does he keep Tom Morgan healthy, but he's a great business owner. His employees love him. The community loves him. He runs little small business contests inside his pharmacy that help the other businesses in Lewisburg and around the area. He works with the food pantry at his church. And he and his lovely wife are founders of the nonprofit group, The Smallest Gift, which helps moms who have lost a child. That guy is amazing. Also, thanks to Chelsea for Figo Fit February. February? Do you have a problem saying that word? I know I do. Anyway, we are Figo Fit throughout the whole month with Chelsea Davis with all the healthy tips of the day. And we wrap up that today on this Friday, February 26th. Wow. I'll tell you what, today's thought for the day wraps up February and wraps up the week and pretty much tells the story of my life. Like Chelsea did today when she read the last Figo tip of laugh at least three times a day. I told her I laugh at least three times an hour. Laughing has pulled me through a lot of hard times. Today's thought for the day, people rarely succeed unless they have fun at what they're doing. Have a fun weekend, everybody.